Hello and welcome to the Thursday, August 20th, 2015 edition of the Sand Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from San Antonio, Texas. Brad has a diary with some updates on malware that he's seeing lately, and one trend that he noticed last week was that some of the actors that typically use the Ankler exploit kit are now switching to the Neutrino exploit kit. Couple relatively large, I believe, websites have been compromised, and then, as usual, the exploit kit is then used to distribute the latest crypto ransomware. In the diary, you'll also find your indicators of compromise and signatures to look for related traffic. And Boyan is writing that he is seeing in pen tests recently more and more outsourced DNS. Of course, with outsourcing your critical infrastructure, you also lose some of the control over this critical infrastructure, in particularly logging. A lot of the providers don't necessarily provide you with the insight that you are getting if you're running your own DNS. On the other hand, DNS, of course, is often a target of denial of service attacks. And reliability and scalability is very important here, which often can be achieved relatively cost-effective and simply by using cloud-based services. If you do outsource your DNS, you still should be carefully monitoring your DNS zone. In particular, watch out for additions to the DNS zone. And what Boyan is talking about here are authoritative name servers, not necessarily recursive DNS servers. Of course, in particular, many small businesses do use the ISP's recursive DNS server. And then just because it's all over the news, I just want to quickly mention the release of the data from the Ashley Madison website. One thing to keep in mind if you're looking at that data is that email addresses, for example, were not validated by the site. You could sign up with any email address you wished. It was not that there was first an email being sent to that address in order to verify that you actually owned that address. And I can't remember if I mentioned it on this podcast, but in June, the German Office for Information Security did publish a guide on the operation and security of OwnCloud. OwnCloud, of course, is a very popular package. Now, this guide was only published in German. A listener of this podcast, Gebhard Zocha, now published an English version of this guide. So if you're interested in it, I am adding a link to the show notes. And we got some firmware reversing and router vulnerabilities to talk again. And this time it's Belkin's turn with the F9K1111 router. The blog here with the write-up is actually pretty neat in that it explains some of the techniques being used in order to reverse the firmware. And it didn't take much to find out a couple of remote code injection vulnerabilities in the web-based admin interface for this particular router model. No update yet, as far as I can tell from the blog post. The author does, however, state that they are in contact with Belkin about these vulnerabilities. And of course, you probably realize by now, if you're listening regularly to this podcast, that it's a real bad idea to leave your admin interface exposed to the internet for any of these routers. And we got a couple of interesting GitHub projects that I just came across via Reddit. And the first one is CrackMapExec. That's a pen testing tool for Active Directory. Allows you to do things like brute force passwords. And if you do have access, then to load tools like Mimikatz and the like. Also, it does allow you to run the same command on multiple machines at the same time. Looks like a pretty neat and useful tool for pen testers. And the second tool being BinNavi, which has been open sourced now, and it is a tool that allows you to reverse engineer binaries. It draws call graphs and similar things for you, so a real neat tool to look for vulnerable codes if you only have binary code available. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks a lot to ThreatStop.com for sponsoring this podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.